Hello, welcome to the Melanin Initiative, the premier nursing podcast made specifically for you. Yes, you. We know your time is valuable and something you can't get back, so we want to help you navigate the complicated healthcare world from our perspective without giving you too much information at once, hence the name TMI. So let's begin. Welcome to the Melanin Initiative.
Episode 1.
Yeah. My name is Alicia.
I'm Geraldine.
And I'm Kimberly.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what do we do? What's our podcast? The Melanin Initiative and health literacy. So, per the CDC, health literacy is the degree to which individuals have the ability to find, understand, and use information and services to inform health-related decisions and actions for themselves and others. Health literacy emphasizes people's ability to use health information rather than just understand it. It focuses on the ability to make well-informed decisions rather than appropriate ones. So each episode, we're going to have some TMI takeaways, what you, the audience, should learn from the episode. So this episode, we want you to understand who we are as nurses, why we're starting this podcast, and why health literacy is important to you. So first, let's start. Kimberly, how long have you been a nurse?
Well, right now it's April 2023, and I just celebrated my 10-year anniversary in February. Woo! What about you, Alicia?
I have been a nurse for almost 8 years in July.
Wow.
And I have been a nurse for 8 years as well as of last month, March.
Oh.
And here we are.
So how did we meet?
Funny you ask. So we actually practiced together at the bedside a few years ago. Kimberly was our preceptor. She helped groom Geraldine and I to be the nurses we are today.
So a quick little mention that we should say, because my name is Kimberly Madison, and when I started working at the hospital, there was other nurses there named Kimberly. Some of them also had the last name M. Some of them were also Black. So I couldn't be Kim M. I couldn't be Kimberly M. I couldn't be the Black Kim. So I just went with my last name. And so everyone who worked with me at that hospital knows me by my last name. People who don't know me in the hospital call me Kimberly. So sometimes these ladies are more than welcome to continue to call me Madison, but I just wanted to explain in case you ever hear them slip up. That is my real name, and they're just trying to get used to Kimberly. Working with me outside the hospital.
Yeah, I don't know who Kimberly is.
Right.
Madison. But funny story, Madison used to scare the life out of me when we worked together, okay?
This is not part of the script. I'm just going to say that right now.
She's a great nurse, but she's just scared the life out of me. But I'll tell you one thing. Her patients were very well taken care of, mm-hmm. and she made sure that you were prepared to take care of your patients just as good as she did.
Or better, and to be leaders. That's always my goal. And right now, we're sitting next to Director of the Year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes.
Alicia.
So I guess we should talk about, we know that we started as new graduate nurses at the bedside, not the same time, but at the same facility. And so let's talk about where are we now. So Geraldine, why don't you start?
So currently I work as a nurse, family nurse practitioner in the outpatient setting. So I've been doing that for the past 2 years. April 19th made my 2-year anniversary working as a family nurse practitioner, and I love it. How about you?
So I am a adult gerontology primary care nurse practitioner with a doctor of nursing practice degree, and I will be practicing in dermatology. I'm currently opening my own teledermatology practice as we speak. I'm still traveling, actually, and that has given me the opportunity to have time to explore some other interests, both inside and outside of healthcare. I started a blog, and I announced that today, actually. I had a nursing career fair today. We're starting this podcast. I have a lot of little endeavors outside of those things that maybe we'll talk about later on as you get to know us better.
That's Black girl magic right there, isn't it? And for me, I have a master's degree in nursing, and I'm certified in medical surgical nursing. And for my profession at this point in my life, I am a nursing director of 2 units on the inpatient side. So I run an observation unit, and then I run a medical surgical unit. So that keeps me plenty busy.
Sounds like it. So we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk to you guys more about our mission. So our mission is to make the healthcare industry more accessible to Black and Brown communities by discussing trends with clinicians from around the world. We also want to simplify medical language regarding diseases, diagnosis, treatments, and the patient experience. And lastly, we want to provide a safe space for people to ask questions and have their concerns addressed through unbiased dialogue. Our vision is to be the premier nursing voice for the promotion and enrichment of health literacy and health literacy for communities of color. What that means to me is, as a child of immigrant parents, I feel as though there is definitely a gap in understanding as far as healthcare in general, understanding chronic healthcare conditions. In addition to the gap in knowledge, there's also the language barrier when it comes to being a child of immigrant parents. So my goal is to kind of help my family, the people in my community, as well as like everyone else out there that may have issues understanding what's going on with them as it relates to their healthcare. So that is what my goal is, to make sure that everybody understands what's going on and make sure that they're on the right medications and they're taking everything correctly.
And where's your family from, Geraldine?
They are from Haiti.
Wonderful. Hopefully we'll learn more about that culture as we continue on with the podcast. So we're just going to tell you a little bit about our name, the Melanin Initiative, and why we chose it. Well, we know that healthcare itself can be overwhelming, and patients and families can feel like they're given too much information and not enough time. Hence the TMI Initiative. It's our goal to simplify the patient experience and empower you with the tools to maneuver the healthcare system. We wanted to make it make sense.
And that's the key. We're going to make it make sense.
So what can I expect each week, Alicia?
Let me tell you, Kimberly. Each week, we'll be discussing common diseases, treatments, the patient experience, and the nursing perspective, the Black nursing perspective. This is our favorite part of the show because this is where you, the audience, comes in. We want to hear from you. So send us your questions via email or through our social media, and we'll address them in an upcoming show. You can find our email and social media handles in the show notes. So in our future episodes, we'll be talking about the patient experience, mental health, and advocacy.
And so today our TMI takeaway is, as nurses, we recognize and understand the importance of health literacy and how it impacts the way patients build rapport with their provider, understand what's going on with their body, learn how to communicate their needs, navigate the healthcare system, and feel satisfied with their care. Black and Brown communities are the most impacted by poor health literacy, and our community has had to pay for that for generations. In whatever way is possible, we hope our work on this podcast helps to improve health inequities so you have a better experience and understanding of the healthcare system and your body to ultimately help the entire healthcare system in the United States. In healthcare, there's often too much information and not enough time. Here at the Melanin Initiative, we avoid TMI by breaking down things into language that you can understand. We create a safe space to ask your questions and share our nursing experience without taking too much of your time. Before we close out, ladies, it looks like we have quite a bit of time left. Do we want to share why, Geraldine already shared why she's joining the podcast. Did you want to share why you're joining the podcast? And I can do the same, Ms. Brown.
I sure can. I think it's important for me as a clinician at the bedside. I oftentimes found that my patients of color, while we could relate to each other, they really didn't have the resources, or they would confide in me as someone who looks like them, some of their concerns or other things they had going on, they may not have shared with my other colleagues. And I know that was because they could relate to me and they knew, and there was an innate trust in me. So my particular goal is to meet people where they are. We don't want to have you be sick and in the hospital to reach you and to speak with you. You know, we want to speak to you when you're well. Before, we don't even want to see you in the hospital. We want to reach you before you get there, you know? So that's kind of why I'm here. I want to reach you before, while the hospital is what currently keeps the lights on in the house. I really don't want to see you there. So my goal is to reach you before you get to the hospital. encourage you to go see your primary care and stay healthy. And stay healthy. And when I see you, I want to see you on the street living a good life, not in the hospital with me.
Absolutely. We want to save your coins and your time. Let's not act like it doesn't cost money to come see us.
Absolutely.
So I'll share my story, which I did post on Instagram this week. Our handle is the Melanin Initiative. Or it might be TMI Melanin. We're still ironing things out. So this first episode, we need you to bear with us.
We've never done a show like this.
We're nurses.
We need to emphasize that. We are nurses.
We're not even nursing informatics. Okay. We are bedside nurses who got advanced degrees and want to share our knowledge.
And yeah, that's it. So all this other stuff we're learning as we go along, and hopefully over time you'll see our growth. So yeah, lots of patience. The information is solid, though. That's one thing you can count on. So what I did post this week on our Instagram was that, actually not too long ago, I was taking care of a Black male, and he was 65, and he had just had a catheter placed to start dialysis. And he shared that he had two fears in life, and one of them was going on dialysis. So I can only imagine the thoughts that were going through his head. So when we first started talking, he told me that he stopped taking his blood pressure medicine because his blood pressure got better. And we have heard that so many times. And so then I asked him, so the longer we spent time together, he eventually admitted that his insurance ran out. So he started cutting his pills in half, and then he eventually just ran out of those pills. So then I understood how he came to meet and how one of his worst fears was coming true. And so then I just started, so I asked him, so what is high blood pressure? And he gave me an answer that I wasn't looking for. So I asked again, well, what's happening to your body when you have high blood pressure? And he took some time to think about it, and I could tell he was having a little bit of a challenge coming up with the correct answer. So then he said, you know, I don't think I know the answer to that. And if after all the patients I have talked to about blood pressure, I finally stopped to think, like, when was he supposed to learn what blood pressure is? Because we don't learn about it in school. And when you go see your primary care provider, it might be a 15 or 20 minute visit. And we're typically talking about whatever brought you in. We really don't have the time to go over exactly what high blood pressure is. What we might say is, if you don't make changes within next time we see you, if your blood pressure is still high, we'll put you on a medication. So you come back maybe a year later, your blood pressure is still high, put in that medication, but we never stop to actually talk about what high blood pressure is. People don't even recognize that hypertension means the same thing as high blood pressure, or that if you don't feel hyper, it has no correlation with your blood pressure. That we still have so many gaps in knowledge amongst the public on what that actually means.
We're speaking different languages.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's kind of how we look at health literacy, right? Is that being able to understand the information and utilize it. And so that had a lot of influence on me. I have not forgotten that gentleman, even after all the patients I've seen. That conversation, that interaction had a huge impact on me. And I reached out to a lot of my colleagues to see if they'd be interested in putting together this show. And these are the two who rose their hand and kept it up. So here we are. So yeah, that's kind of who we are, why we're here. What you can expect from us is every Tuesdays, when you have your tacos, you're going to join us at 10 a.m. for TMI Tuesdays. We're not going to try to take up too much of your time. We're aiming for 20 minutes or so. So yeah, we're going to talk about everything that we think is important, and we're going to take your feedback, your questions, and your comments, and help make a show that's everything that you need it to be. And so over time, we'll get better, and hopefully we can take that journey together. That's all I have, ladies.
All right.
So yeah, we are a podcast, an audio podcast, but since everybody else is putting together video,
here we are.
We're doing the same thing.
So exactly.
You can find the video on YouTube. And you can find our podcast on all the channels that are out there that produce podcasts. We'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode and we didn't give you too much information. Join us next Tuesday at 10 for a new episode of the Melanin Initiative.